Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. I'd like you to join me as I step back in time. It was exactly 7 years ago, and a significant date. Stay tuned. On Sunday, 24th of April, Pope Benedict XVI was back in St. Peter's Square. Less than a week after appearing on the central balcony of the Basilica on the day of his election as the 264th successor of Peter. It was a glorious spring day, and he was there to celebrate the solemn liturgical rite of inauguration of his Petrine ministry. But he was not alone. The sacred college of cardinals to elect him to the papacy formed a crown around him, eager to present him to the universal church as chief shepherd.
Benedictor Romano Pontifici, Petri Successori.
And it was with them in procession to the sound of the singing of the Litany of Saints that Pope Benedict XVI first emerged from the door of St. Peter's Basilica. Wearing gold vestments, he made his way to the altar, removing the two-pointed mitre symbolizing the Old and New Testaments, and putting down the pastoral staff he was carrying. St. Peter's Square echoed with the applause of the thousands of pilgrims gathered around him, waving their multicoloured banners. Applauding too were the world leaders and authorities present. Christians and non-Christians alike, all were eager to witness the rite in which the successor of Peter receives the two liturgical symbols of his Petrine ministry. The fisherman's ring, a gold signet ring depicting St. Peter in his fisherman's boat, and the pallium, symbolically laid out over the tomb of St. Peter overnight, as a sign of the continuity of the papacy. A tomb visited privately by Benedict XVI in a sign of fidelity prior to processing towards the square for the inauguration mass of his Petrine ministry.
Petri successori, suo ministerium odie inauguranti.
The placing of the pallium on the Pope's shoulders represented the culminating moment of this inauguration. But what exactly is a pallium? Very simply, a modelled narrow stole of white wool made out of lambs and sheep wool, embroidered with five red silk crosses, symbolizing the five wounds of Christ, held in place by three jewelled pins representing the three nails of Christ. A symbol dating back to early times and worn as a scarf, originally of much more ample proportions, and in the course of the centuries reduced in size to its present dimension, its significance, plenitude of episcopal jurisdiction. And on Sunday, it was the proto-deacon, Cardinal Jorge Medina Esteves, who performed the ceremony of investiture, pronouncing these words in Latin.
Ipse tibi pallium donet, quod ab apostoli Petri confessione sum.
This gesture was followed by the placing of the fisherman's ring on the Pope's finger, a ring presented him by the Dean of the College of Cardinals, Angelo Sodano.
Ipse tibi donet annulum sigillum Petri Piscatoris.
It was followed by a break with tradition. The first pope of the third millennium did not wish for the entire college of cardinals to symbolically pledge fidelity and loyalty to him. Instead, for the first time in history, he asked 12 people to symbolically accomplish this gesture, the same number as the apostles. People from different corners of the earth, from Congo to Korea, representative of the universality of the Church. People from all walks of life, among them three cardinals, a bishop, a priest, a deacon, a Benedictine nun, and a married couple with their child. But the crowds were also eager to hear Pope Benedict XVI's first official words.
Chi crede non è mai solo.
Those who believe are never alone, neither in life nor in death, he said, speaking in Italian. The Church is young. She holds within herself the future of the world.
E la Chiesa è giovane.
Yes, the Church is alive. This is the wonderful experience of these days. During those sad days of the Pope's illness and death, it became wonderfully evident to us that the Church is alive. With these words, I greet with great joy and gratitude all of you gathered here, my venerable brother, cardinals and bishops, my dear priests, deacons, church workers, catechists. I greet you, men and women religious, witnesses of the transfiguring presence of God. I greet you, members of the lay faithful, immersed in the great task of building up the kingdom of God, which spreads throughout the world in every area of life. With great affection, I also greet all those who have been reborn in the sacrament of baptism, but are not yet in full communion with us. And you, my brothers and sisters of the Jewish people, to whom we are joined by a great shared spiritual heritage, one rooted in God's irrevocable promises. Like a wave gathering force, my thoughts go out to all men and women of today, to believers and non-believers alike.
A tutti gli uomini del nostro tempo, credenti e non credenti.
And smiling broadly, he went on to say,
cari amici, in questo momento,
my real program of governance is not to do my own will, not to pursue my own ideas, but to listen, together with the whole Church, to the word and the will of the Lord, to be guided by Him, so that He Himself will lead the Church at this hour of our history. Instead of putting forward a program, I should simply like to comment on the two liturgical symbols which represent the inauguration of the Petrine ministry.
Di commentare i due segni con cui viene rappresentata liturgicamente.
The lamb's wool is meant to represent the lost, sick, or weak sheep, which the shepherd places on his shoulders and carries to the waters of life. For the fathers of the Church, the parable of the lost sheep, which the shepherd seeks in the desert, was an image of the mystery of Christ and the Church. The human race, every one of us, is the sheep lost in the desert, which no longer knows the way. The Son of God will not let this happen. He can't abandon humanity in so wretched a condition. He leaps to his feet and abandons the glory of heaven in order to go in search of the sheep and pursue it all the way to the cross. He takes it upon his shoulders and carries our humanity. He carries us all. He is the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. What the pallium indicates, first and foremost, is that we are all carried by Christ, but at the same time it invites us to carry one another. Hence the pallium becomes a symbol of the shepherd's mission. The pastor must be inspired by Christ's holy zeal. For him it's not a matter of indifference that so many people are living in the desert, and there are so many kinds of desert. There's the desert of poverty, the desert of hunger and thirst, the desert of abandonment, of loneliness, of destroyed love. There's the desert of God's darkness, the emptiness of souls, no longer aware of their dignity or the goal of human life. The external deserts in the world are growing because the internal deserts have become so vast. Therefore, the earth's treasures no longer serve to build God's garden for all of us to live in, but they've been made to serve the powers of exploitation and destruction. The Church as a whole and all her pastors, like Christ, must set out to lead people out of the desert towards the place of life, towards friendship with the Son of God, towards the One who gives us life and life in abundance. How often we wish that God would show himself stronger, that he would strike decisively, defeating evil and creating a better world. All ideologies of power justify themselves in exactly this way. They justify the destruction of whatever would stand in the way of progress and the liberation of humanity. We suffer on account of God's patience, and yet we need his patience. God, who became a lamb tells us that the world is saved by the crucified one, not by those who crucified him. The world is redeemed by the patience of God. It is destroyed by the impatience of man. One of the basic characteristics of a shepherd must be to love the people entrusted to him, even as he loves Christ, whom he serves. "Feed my sheep," says Christ to Peter, and now at this moment he says it to me as well. Feeding means loving, and loving also means being ready to suffer.
Che offre la sua vita per le pecore. Il palio dice innanzitutto.
My dear friends, at this moment I can only say, pray for me, that I may learn to love the Lord more and more. Pray for me that I may learn to love His flock more and more. In other words, you, the Holy Church, each one of you, and all of you together. Pray for me that I may not flee for fear of the wolves. Let us pray for one another, that the Lord will carry us, and that we will learn to carry one another.
But Pope Benedict XVI also spoke of the symbolism of the fisherman's ring. Quoting from the Gospel, he repeated those words that have become a hallmark of Pope John Paul II's pontificate. Do not be afraid.
Today, too, the Church and the successors of the Apostles are told to put out into the deep sea of history and to let down the nets so as to win men and women over to the Gospel, to God, to Christ, to true life. We are living in alienation, in the salt waters of suffering and death, in a sea of darkness without light. The net of the Gospel pulls us out of the waters of death and brings us into the splendor of God's light, into true life. It's really true. As we follow Christ in this mission to be fishers of men, we must bring men and women out of the sea that is salted with so many forms of alienation and onto the land of life, into the light of God. It's really so. The purpose of our lives is to reveal God to men. And only where God is seen does life truly begin. Only when we meet the living God in Christ do we know what life is. We are not some casual and meaningless product of evolution. Each of us is the result of a thought of God. Each of us is willed. Each of us is loved. Each of us is necessary.
È il successore degli apostoli di prendere il largo nel mare della storia.
There is nothing more beautiful than to be surprised by the gospel, by the encounter with Christ. There is nothing more beautiful than to know him and to speak to others of our friendship with him. The task of the shepherd, the task of the fisher of men, can often seem wearisome, but it's beautiful and wonderful because it's truly a service to joy, to God's joy, which longs to break into the world.
Ciascuno di noi è frutto di un pensiero di Dio. Ciascuno di noi è voluto. Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus.
And when this ceremony ended, the crowds were delighted to see Pope Benedict XVI donning his mitre once again and picking up his pastoral staff, get into a brand new white jeep for his first ever encounter as successor of Peter with the enthusiastic and cheering people. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thank you for joining me as I stepped back in time to the 24th of April 2005.